hey, it's Kirk. I'm going to be your coach for the next little bit. And I want to do some coaching with you about your sixth sense or trusting your gut. Another way you could call this is your intuitive side. Now, I really believe because you are here watching this video, you have this intuitive side that really is great at connecting to people and sensing your environment. Now, that sensing and being connected to people can really give you some insight to what's going on and what's going on with a person. Now, that is what we call sixth sense. Now, we have all these other physical senses that are there to help us, but this is like an extra benefit of being able to have this ability to be intuitive to your life and to what's going on with people. But the challenge though is that this particular part of who you are, this intuitive side, can get jammed up. It can actually shut down on you. And I'm gonna show you today why it would shut down. And then also I'm gonna coach you on how to fix it and reactivate it. Now, the sixth sense that we're talking about is like, you really do sense things that are going on. And when you have this ability, you're gonna find that you're more confident, you're more sure of yourself, like you're really dialed in with what's going on in your world. You make decisions, you move forward, and people come to you for advice. But here's what happens, is when your intuitive side is functioning well, you can pick up on the information and be able to pick up on the messages from other people. But let's say you have a difficult moment with somebody. Let's say that you have a challenging conversation or a situation that happens and some pain is created between you and this other person. Either they did something or you did something or they didn't do something or something happened. And now there's this pain point. This pain point seems like, oh yeah, we gotta solve this, gotta work this out between me and this other person. But what happens is if that pain point doesn't get resolved, that pain point stays right where it's at. And now you have this pain between you and another person. Now, when it's only one person, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal, but what if there's two? What if it ends up being 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Well, all these different pain points sooner or later start to tell your mind, hey, people cause pain. And so what happens is your mind starts to pull back or to pull away from that deep connection, that intuitive connection, and your sixth sense or your intuition starts to shut down because now it's not fully connected because there's so many pain points. Your mind can't handle all that pain, so it's got to pull away, pull away, pull away, and now that gift or that intuitive gift starts to shut down. Now, what happens when that shuts down is you become more anxious. You become more uncertain. You become more fearful, you become edgy, and you could also become really critical with people because now you don't have that sixth sense to be able to help you know what's going on. So now that this extra knowing isn't there, now you're in a place of not knowing. So that would make you like edgy, fearful, bracing yourself, worrying about what's gonna hit you next because you can't sense what's coming next. But the reason why the gift shut down is because of these pain points between you and other people. Now, the reason why these pain points keep adding up is because usually when we have a biff with somebody, we end up saying to ourselves like, oh, that was unfortunate. I'll just kind of move on. I'll just move on from this. And so we kind of sweep it under the carpet like, well, maybe time heals all wounds, which is not true. Wounds only heal when they are forgiven. That's the truth. Time does not heal them. It just makes them become infected and become sore. And they then become some hidden problems inside you, like literally like an infection. And so because these numbers of people have added up inside of you, you probably have some infection inside you. Emotional. I call it emotional infection. So what do you do? Well, we need to make a list. We need to make a list, like really, like who to forgive. Now, maybe some of these people you're thinking, no, I can't forgive them because they did it to me. Well, if you sit around waiting for somebody else to start the forgiveness process, you're gonna wait a long time and suffer for way too long, because you could start the forgiveness process on your side and regain and reconnect that connection experience, that intuitive side to you, to people and your surroundings, so you can get back to feeling confident. But if you wait until somebody else starts the forgiveness process, believe me, my 19 years of coaching has taught me that people don't know how to forgive. They don't know how to start it. They don't know what to do. So if you're waiting on them, they don't know what they're doing. So you're gonna suffer waiting for somebody else to start the forgiveness process. So that means you have to start this. So what does that mean? It means you have to start making a list. Get on your phone, create a list, start making a list of the people that you know that there's a pain point between you and them. Like something happened, but get them on a list, because we gotta work through these people one by one and begin the forgiveness process so you can get back that intuitive gift that has served you so well over the years of your life. So make a list of people and don't worry about the order of them, just get them on the list as they come to your mind. So the question you wanna pose to yourself is, who do I need to forgive so I can get my intuitive gift back? Who do I need to forgive? And then people's faces are gonna pop up, add them to the list. People's names are gonna pop up, add them to the list. Different situations are gonna pop up, think through the situation. Oh, there's the person, add them to the list. Now, the first time I did this, because I wanted my intuitive gift to be like really strong so I could connect, read, understand people like really accurately. The first time I made my list, oh, I had so many people on my list. I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but the first time I did my list, I mean, we're talking like over 70 people. I know, that's terrible. But I guess I was just sweeping them under the carpet like, oh, I'm just gonna move on. But they were inside me, the pain points, and my gift was just getting smashed and pulled apart. So I had a big long list. And yes, I started at the beginning of the list to start to work through forgiveness. And what I did is I began writing letters to the people. So I took the first person on my list and I'm like, okay, dear so-and-so, you bug me. I'm really mad at you. I can't believe you did this. And I totally vent in the letter. And then I apologize in the letter for what I did or didn't do. And then I say, I'm sorry. So I apologize. And then I say, I'm sorry. And then I say, I hope someday you'll forgive me, because as of today, I forgive you. So I'm doing this in this letter, right? I rant, I vent, I apologize. I then say, I'm sorry. And then I say, I forgive you. I hope you'll forgive me someday, but as of today, I forgive you. And then I end with, hope you have a great life, Kirk. And then that letter, I don't mail it. I don't mail it, because who knows what state of mind they're in. I'm just not gonna mail it. I don't mail it. I then take that letter and I put it in the shredder, because the letter was a tool and a process for me to walk through the verbal experience of evoking emotion and also expressing my thoughts onto this paper so I could practice forgiveness towards this person. So then I cross the person off my list. I go to the second person. I write my next letter. Really, you go through the people, and some letters are long, some letters are really short, some letters are really heated, some of them are very, very, very touching. It's almost like the other person has already forgiven me and I could feel it. Like I was completing the forgiveness process. It's like super cool. But every person you walk through and do this forgiveness process, you're going to feel your intuitive side, your sixth sense, like re-engaging, coming back to life. And as that gift comes back to life, you're gonna feel better. You're gonna feel stronger. It just feels so much better when you clear up the pain points between you and other people. It feels so good. Okay, so what you're doing here is step one is this expression work, using a letter to express forgiveness to the person. Now, Kirk, what if you really don't want to forgive them? Do it anyway. Get your head started into the process. Because really, if you don't forgive people, you're the one suffering the most. There's no reason you have to be suffering. Do the letter even if you don't want to forgive them yet, to start to condition your mind to think, I've got to find a way to forgive this person. Okay, number two, I would highly suggest to study forgiveness. Get a book, either an audible book, you know, like you can listen to it, or a book to read, but start learning about forgiveness, because this life isn't over and there's a really good chance you're gonna have more pain points. But the more you study forgiveness, the faster you're gonna get at this, the more efficient you're gonna get at this, and the more quickly you're gonna get into that healing zone, and so that you can recover from that painful experience with the next person that it's gonna happen to. So study forgiveness so you can get better at this, so that you don't hold on to these hurts and these pains. And then number three, practice looking inside people again. I mean, look people in the eyes when you talk to them, because you know the eyes are the window to the soul, right? And so the more you can practice forgiveness and start to look people in the eye again, you're gonna reactivate this sixth sense. You're gonna reactivate this intuitive side to you, which leads to confidence, clarity, certainty. You feel more bold, daring, hesitate less. You'll just take action. You will function so much better. So use the looking into people's eyes to be able to engage that gift again. Since you're doing the forgiveness, that's healing. And then you look into their eyes, that's re-engaging. And watch as your intuitive gift comes back. And it's even gonna be stronger because of the experiences that you've been through. It's beautiful. And then the next time something happens between you and a person and you have this temptation to sweep it under the carpet, don't. Handle it. Get into the forgiveness experience with the person as fast as possible. You and your gifts that God has given you are gonna function at a higher level as you learn about forgiveness and how to extend forgiveness and how to receive forgiveness. You will function better as a person. You'll be happier, you'll be healthier, and you'll be more connected. So it's worth it. It is absolutely worth it to go through these steps. Hey, so that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be your coach. So good to be with you. Take action on this. Don't let another day go by without doing something to move the forgiveness needle here. Move this, make this happen. Nobody else is gonna do it for you. It literally is sitting in your hands. Super cool? Yep, take some action. All right, awesome.